This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
I'm Amanda Sewell, and you're listening to Classical IPR, Interlochen Public Radio. Yolanda Kondonassis is one of the leading harpists in the world today, not to mention one of the most recorded. Ward Stair is music director of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra in New York and a rising star on the conducting scene. Kondonassis and Stair recently collaborated on the world premiere of a new harp concerto by Pulitzer Prize and Grammy Award-winning composer Jennifer Higdon. Oh, and they're both Interlochen alumni. We are so thrilled to have both of you with us today. Yolanda Kondonassis and Ward Stair, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
We'll start with Yolanda. Now, you attended Interlochen Arts Academy for high school. Tell us about your time here.
Well, that 4 years at Interlochen was just really life-changing. It was so indelible and so meaningful. Probably not a day goes by that I don't think of my time there at Interlochen in some way, shape, or form. But, you know, I will feel forever connected. In fact, I'd love to come up for a visit sometime soon. One of my current students at Oberlin Conservatory is from the Interlochen area, and his father was just saying, you got to come up for a visit, and I think I will have to do that sometime very soon. I don't think I've been there in about 25 years, so I think that needs to change.
Well, we would love to have you whenever you're ready to come. Yolanda, you have said that the harp is a crazy, challenging, magical instrument. That's quite an assessment. How did you come to regard your instrument in that way?
Well, I could come up with about 30 other adjectives as well. You know, the harp is an oddball. There's no way to get around that. Certainly as a solo instrument, which is what I've chosen to make my life doing. And I think that, you know, in fact, it was right up there at Interlochen that I really decided to make the harp my life's work. I came there as a pianist and a harpist. And I think part of that crazy, oddball, magical part of the instrument was why I picked it, because in addition to those elements, it's also really, it's a challenge. And I felt like there was a lot of open territory to be explored and a lot of, for lack of a better word, ambassador work that the harp needed in terms of, you know, helping to forge its way in the concert world. And, you know, commissioning new works is a big part of that.
And Yolanda Kondonassis, you're here with us today to talk about the world premiere recording you've just released of the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon. How did you decide that Jennifer Higdon was the right person to write this concerto for you?
Well, you know, she's a little crazy and magical also, so I think it was a good fit on that score. She certainly is magical, and I think any piece that you listen to of Jennifer Higdon's, you sense that magic at work. She really has a way with color. And I think when you have an instrument like the harp, you want a composer who deals in color. I'm so glad I bothered her for 10 years and got her to do this because, you know, I couldn't be more happy with the result. And I think the harp concerto she wrote is just quite stunning.
So how did you two initially get connected, and then what did you finally do over those 10 years that got her to sit down and write it for you?
Well, initially I just contacted her and wrote her an email and, you know, said, hey, I love your music. I'm a fan. How about a harp concerto? And from that point on, I got in her queue, which is long. And then busied myself assembling an orchestral consortium, assembling the various sources of funding, convincing all my friends and conductors and orchestras and whatnot to participate.
Now, you told Jennifer Higdon that you wanted the new concerto to be strong, agile, lyrical, feisty, energetic, and even heroic when necessary. That's quite a list. How do you think she did?
I think she checked all those boxes. And I think we kind of agreed on those things. I feel like, you know, one never gets great results when you just give someone a checklist. But in the course of spending a day together in Philadelphia, before she started composing the piece, we really talked about, you know, what kind of concertos were out there, what kind of repertoire already existed. And, you know, Jennifer is such an original creative thinker. We were very much on the same page that we didn't just want to, you know, generate something that had already been done. So I think those words kind of encapsulate qualities that one doesn't always hear in a harp concerto. And I think, you know, the last adjective, heroic, is definitely something that one doesn't necessarily associate with the harp.
And we're going to talk with Ward Steer here in a moment, but how did you two get connected, and with the Rochester Philharmonic as well? How did that come about as being the ensemble to bring this piece to life with?
Well, Ward and I have known each other for quite a many years. We became acquainted at a music festival, 10, 12 years ago, something like that, and hit it off. And, you know, when I was assembling orchestras for this, I thought of him immediately as somebody who would not just be a wonderful friend to work with, but just would really do an amazing job with this. You know, he is kind of all those things. Those adjectives that we just described the concerto should be, he is also all those things. So so that was a good fit.
Well, the concerto by Jennifer Higdon is in four movements. Why don't you pick one of those four movements and tell us about it, and then we'll listen to it.
We've often referred to the third movement, the lullaby, as kind of the jewel in the crown of this piece, that is made better by the surrounding movements because it's such a contrast. And I was so touched that Jennifer told me that that movement, the lullaby, was inspired by my relationship with my daughter. And that day we spent together in Philadelphia, I'm quite sure I waxed on ad nauseum about my daughter, whom I'm in love with. She wrote this amazing movement that's really like a little break in the action. It's chamber music, really. It's the harp and then principal players, and a healthy dose of percussion and plenty of magic in that movement. But it's not a sleepy lullaby. It's more of a precocious lullaby, one with lots of flow. She's a good listener, Jennifer, because this movement really does embody my particular daughter, who has never been a sleepy child, sadly. never gotten much more than about 8 hours of sleep at a time out of her, even as a tiny baby. You know, so this is her movement. This is this feels very, very personal to me. And, you know, I'm so grateful to have that connection and association with this lullaby.
Well, let's listen to the third movement, Lullaby, from the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon, featuring Yolanda Condonassis, the harpist, and Ward Steer conducting the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. We heard the third movement, the lullaby, from the brand new harp concerto by Jennifer Higdon. That's the world premiere recording and a performance featuring one of our guests today, harpist Yolanda Kondonassis. Yolanda, thank you so much for talking with us today at Classical IPR.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And now we're going to trade off to your colleague, conductor Ward Stair, who's music director of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. Hi, Ward. Welcome to IPR.
Glad to be here.
Now, Yolanda was an Interlaken Arts Academy student, but you attended Interlaken for camp as well, right?
That's right.
Tell us about your time here.
Well, it was, I'm trying to remember the exact year. It would have had to have been the mid-90s when I was there, and I was in the intermediate division. I remember the uniform very well. I think it was one of the first times, actually, that I was away from my home for an extended period of time to go to a music camp or anything like it. And so being immersed in that, you know, constant atmosphere of, you know, being with colleagues, being with other enthusiastic music students and having so much to listen to and discover and learn was really quite special.
Now, you've been music director of the Rochester Philharmonic since 2014. How did you connect with Yolanda for this premiere performance of Jennifer Higdon's Harp Concerto?
We've been friends for quite a number of years, but in this whole process, I really cannot claim to have had anything to do with the commissioning of Jennifer Higdon. I was just the very lucky recipient of a phone call from Yolanda one day saying, "Hey, I've got this concerto Jennifer Higdon's writing for me, trying to put together the consortium. Are you interested?" And of course, that was a no-brainer for me. I've been a huge fan of Jennifer Higdon's music for many, many years. And, you know, Yolanda and I were friends, and I really have huge admiration and respect for her artistry as well. So it just seemed like a dream project, really.
Well, and Ward Stair, we should say you are a huge champion of new music as a conductor. The new album not only has the Higdon Concerto on it, but it also has a work by an up-and-coming American composer named Patrick Harlan, and it's called Rapture. What drives your interest in new music?
Well, I think that all of us as artists have a responsibility to be nurturing and promoting and, you know, vigorously advocating for the creation of new work in our art form, that we constantly are expanding our horizons and our palette, so to speak, artistically, sonically, conceptually. So I love working with new music. I love working with composers for world premieres or pieces that have recently been written. I love the challenges that come with that. I love the sense of discovery that one has going through that process. And being able to give the world premiere of a work is truly an honor. It's also it's a big responsibility too. But I have to say that the process couldn't have been smoother or more harmonious. Jennifer Higdon is a phenomenal collaborator, very generous of spirit, and she just has an openness and an enthusiasm that's contagious. And I think the three of us, Yolanda, Jennifer, and I, were just really on the same page and of a like mind from start to finish, really.
Okay, Ward Stair, we asked Yolanda Kondonassis to choose a movement of Jennifer Higdon's new harp concerto and talk about it, and we'll ask the same of you, and then we'll listen to that movement. Which movement should we listen to?
Well, of course, I like them all, and I'm not just saying that, but I think that the fourth movement is very interesting. It's called Rap Knock, and if you're listening to it on the radio, you may be confused at the very beginning because you hear percussion instruments, and you may think it's just a feature of the percussion section alone, but in fact, Jennifer has written for the harpist to be a percussionist in a way, just using the fingers to literally rap and knock on the sides of the harp itself. So there's no plucking of the strings in the beginning for Yolanda. She's just a percussionist with her colleagues in the percussion section. So once this groove sort of starts getting established, just as you're getting into it, then you'll hear this sound, which you've never heard before, coming out of the percussion section itself, actually, this time. Yolanda doesn't do it. And it's a new color. It's a new technique that Jennifer discovered. And I remember when I first saw it in the piece, in the score, I thought, wow, that is so cool. And that was the first thing I asked Jennifer about when we first spoke. And she kind of got all smiley and giddy about it, too. She said, I know, isn't it cool? You know, I was walking by a percussion studio at Curtis and heard someone doing this, and she told me the whole story of how she discovered this technique. And basically, it's just you take a crotale and you strike it over a snare drum and you lower it slowly onto the head of the drum. And if the snare is turned on, the snares activate, so it almost sounds like you're starting a roll, but then you drop the cymbal on the head of the drum and the roll stops. So it's got this sort of whoosh, swish, roll kind of thing all combined into one unique sound.
Well, here is the fourth movement, Rap Knock, from the world premiere recording of the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon. The performance features harpist Yolanda Condonassis and conductor Ward Stair.
Thank you.
We heard the fourth movement, Rapnok, from the world premiere recording of the Harp Concerto by Jennifer Higdon, a performance featuring our guests today, harpist Yolanda Condonassis and conductor Ward Stair with the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. That's on a brand new album that also features Samuel Barber's First Symphony and a new work called Rapture by Patrick Harlan. Yolanda Condonassis and Ward Stair, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today here at Classical IPR.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.